Ready to start your own business? Have a small business already? Or maybe you have a great idea for a business, but just don't know where to begin. Get a practical, nuts and bolts business education in just 15 minutes. Check out the $100 MBA Show, a Best of Apple podcast winner with over 2 million downloads per month. It's where business school dropout and successful independent entrepreneur Omar Zinholm shares real-world lessons on starting, growing, and scaling your own business. On the $100 MBA Show, Omar shares what he's learned over years of entrepreneurship, including building his own SaaS company from the ground up with zero outside funding. From book reviews to special guests to listener Q&A and more, the $100 MBA Show offers lessons you can put to use right away. Whether you're an established entrepreneur, a side hustler, or just someone with a business idea, subscribe to the $100 MBA Show on your favorite podcast app right now. That's $100 MBA Show on your podcast app or 100mba.net. Welcome to the Frugalpreneur Podcast. I am your host, Sarah St. John. This episode is what I refer to as a showcase episode where I feature a bootstrapped entrepreneur and they briefly share their tips, tricks, tactics, techniques, and tools that help them bootstrap their business and the successes and failures along the way. My hope is that each of these showcase episodes will provide at least one valuable takeaway that you can implement right away in your own bootstrap business journey. Now on to the episode.
Hello, Frugalpreneur listeners. My name is Kara Barnes, and I am an operations consultant. I own an agency called Backstage Ops, and we specialize in business strategy and management for professional speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries. My particular expertise is in the second-in-command role, so I really enjoy looking at how to develop really strong leadership partnerships in small business. So in my 10 years in the online business space, I have primarily functioned in that second-in-command role. Some people might call it an integrator, you might call it a chief management officer, a chief operating officer, whatever it might be. Essentially, it's my job to make sure that the team is managed, that we're being strategic with our time and energy and resources in the business. And it's my job ultimately to make sure that activity is moving forward in the business day to day. Some people might think at this point, well, what does a business owner do if you're busy doing that? Business owner is then freed up to go focus on thought leadership. So the business owner's role in my perfect world, if I could have it my way and help visionaries really lean into them, you know, their visionary side of themselves, I would love for the visionaries and business owners that I work with to be out at conferences. They're networking, they're building big relationships, they're closing big deals, they're focusing on our products and services and making sure that we're cutting edge in the market. And then they're coming back and helping us solve big problems in the business. They're that fresh strategic brain, that fresh eyes, you know, it comes back after going out and figuring out how do we need to be, you know, the best in the industry. They come back with 30 ideas, and it's my job as their second in command to help them figure out which of those ideas are we going to move forward and integrate into our strategy for the business. So I'm naturally good at this. I love this. And I've loved to be able to see the freedom that it's given business owners in their business to help them figure out how to get to that second in command role in their own business. Ooh, I love this question about bootstrapping my business. So I would very first and foremost recommend getting an operating system. So you don't necessarily need to do any big investment except maybe a $12 book. The operating system that I leaned into is from the book Traction. It's called EOS, stands for Entrepreneurial Operating System. And the way that I describe EOS to folks and operating systems in general is that these are really tools to make the online business space feel a little bit less like the wild, wild west, right? So as a business owner, oftentimes we're making up rules as we go. And there's just not necessarily a need to be spending energy on a lot of the things that we're creating. Those things exist. There are lots of templates and tools out there available to help you get a jump start. So that's my first bit of advice for sure, is to look into a system like EOS, read the book Traction, read the book Rocket Fuel is a great complement to Traction. And then I think, you know, the second thing that I would say has to do with documenting systems right away. I think part of it for me was that I needed to be able to think ahead to a time that I wasn't going to be bootstrapping anymore. I really needed my vision to feel clear that I was headed to a point in my business where I would be able to delegate more of the work, that I would be able to invest in support and support staff. So the way that I did that was documenting as I went and really being able to develop documented project management systems as I go. Asana is a free tool that I tell everyone to use Asana. If you haven't used a project management system before, get in touch. I'll help you get it set up. It's a wonderful free tool to drive momentum and activity in your business. So look for those free tools. I mean, I'm sure this podcast is just rich with awesome free resources. But getting in the habit of documenting your processes in Asana is something that will absolutely pay off, both in the short term and long term. As I was starting out bootstrapping, I think my biggest strength as a business owner is probably my ability to keep revisiting the big picture. I think it is so critical to get crystal clear on where you're headed and have specific metrics and make it numeric. Specific things that you're looking forward to be able to know what success is going to look like for you. And then to continue revisiting that and making sure that your day-to-day activity is really aligned with those big picture goals. Because I think all of us know as entrepreneurs that when you're in the day-to-day of your business, it is so easy to waste your energy and to find yourself investing a ton of time and energy in a marketing initiative or, you know, a specific program that's a one-time event, and then you move on and you don't ever come back to that or really find a way to leverage it. So I think that's one thing that I have done well, is that I've made sure that I've invested in my operations in such a way that I can make sure my day-to-day activity is really keeping me on track with those long-term goals, you know, and I have lots of operations tools that support that, like a dashboard and some different things that help me check in on that, make sure that I'm attuned with that big picture. I would say what I did not do well, and it's a lesson I continue to learn, is over leveraging my finances early. So I think really I wish that I had invested sooner in financial support systems. I wish that I had hired a bookkeeper sooner than I did and a tax strategist. I know for me, money is so hard for me to even sit down and look at it, let alone be strategic and not get emotional and not, you know, have frustration involved. I think just having other people who can help hold me accountable to looking at my money and managing it well, I wish that I had done that sooner. And I think I'm having to, you know, I see the repercussions of where I could have been if I had done that sooner. So that's certainly my advice for folks who are bootstrapping. If you're going to invest in your money planning. I think some of the things that I would offer in terms of best tips, tricks, tactics, techniques, or tools that I use to bootstrap my business, I think really, I mean, there'll be a little redundancy from what I said before. I certainly recommend Asana as a project management tool. They have an outrageous amount of value available before you have to start paying anything for their services. And so, you know, building out your documentation there, building out your to-do list there, getting really good at functioning in a project management system is going to serve you well. So being able to practice that in a free tool like Asana, highly recommend it. Happy to be a resource if I can support you getting that set up. Because it takes some mental adjustment. It can take some practice. So the other things that I will introduce to folks who are in that, you know, bootstrapping phase, I would say for real-time communication, I encourage people to use Slack. Same thing. Slack has a ton of value before you have to start paying for any services. You'll just need to note that there's, after 30 days or so, it will clear out. It doesn't save your history. So as long as you use Slack for real-time communication with your team, that can be a really, really valuable tool. I would say there's so many alternatives to QuickBooks. If your bookkeeper is willing to not use QuickBooks, using an invoicing software that is a fraction of the cost is my recommendation. I just know that QuickBooks is kind of our everybody's go-to, but there are so many other good tools out there. So do a little bit of research or invite your financial network to support you with that. And then I think last, I would just recommend having financial metrics that you check on a weekly basis. You know, I think, like I said before, like having a really strong pulse on your financial situation so that you don't just have a mindset of frugality all along the way and it's, you know, just trying to not spend money. Spend your money intentionally. Have really clear metrics for what you need to be making, what you feel good about spending, and be strategic about expenses along the way instead of just avoiding them altogether, right? Invest in the right things, and you can do that better if you are looking closely at your money and have clear metrics for yourself. Thank you so much for listening today on Frugalpreneur. I am so grateful that this resource exists. I think that the bottom line of entrepreneurship is that you start where you're at and you have to be realistic about your resources, be mindful of your expenses, mindful of the way you take action. So having this resource, having this community is excellent. Thank you for being a part of it. I wanted to offer that I have a tool for strategic mapping. Some of the things that I've said today, you might have noticed a theme of wanting to continue thinking big picture. I think the best way for you to be mindful in your business, to be a thoughtful, strategic, financially conscious business owner, is to be really clear about where you're heading. So I want to offer a template that I use. It's the exact same tool that I use with my clients when I do consulting with them. And it's essentially a roadmap for you to lay out where am I going in the next year or the next 4 quarters. So you'll see in that document, it's broken down by timeline. There's also going to be a tab in there with some big picture goal setting. So for those of you who are interested in EOS and Traction, which is one of the tools that I mentioned, I'm including in there some of the tools that are based on those philosophies. So if Traction interests you, if EOS interests you, certainly take a look at that. I will include those as downloads here. Otherwise, don't hesitate to get in touch. If I can be a resource as you're building your operations and looking at frugal ways to go about that, please reach out to me. I'd love to be a resource. So appreciate y'all so much. Thanks for listening.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you haven't already, don't forget to grab your free PDF copies of my latest books at frugal.show/free. Until next time.